It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When you think of sports played in Ireland, games like rugby, hurling, and soccer come to mind. But this Saturday, a game of American football will take center stage in Dublin, and it will involve a team from our region. Penn State is playing its first international football game in the 127-year history of its gridiron program. The Nittany Lions will take on the University of Central Florida at Croke Park, the headquarters of the Gaelic Athletic Association in central Dublin. The game will kick off at 8:30 a.m. Pittsburgh time. It can be seen on ESPN2. I'm joined now from Dublin by John Affleck, Knight Chair in Sports Journalism and Society at Penn State's College of Communications. John Affleck, top of the afternoon to you.
Thank you so much, and it's appropriately raining here in Dublin.
Hey, we might have a mutter then on Saturday.
Could be. Could very well be.
So why, someone might ask, is Penn State playing a football game in Ireland?
Well, the story goes back, honestly, to the sanctions that came down against Penn State a few years ago as a result of the Sandusky scandal. A football entrepreneur named Patrick Steeburge approached the Irish officials after the Notre Dame-Navy game here a couple of years ago and said, hey, if you're looking to have somebody play a game in Ireland, you might reach out to Penn State because they can't play bowl games, but they can play a regular season game in an exotic location. And so essentially that's how it all started. At the time, Bill O'Brien was the coach. He was warm to the idea. Penn State was warm to the idea. The university approached Central Florida, and after some backing and forthing, a deal was struck, and so here we are.
And at that time, or at the time the deal was struck, you had an O'Brien and an O'Leary, because George O'Leary is the coach of Central Florida, and Bill O'Brien was the coach of Penn State. That now has changed, and in fact, James Franklin is now the coach, and one of the storylines is that this is his first game as head coach for the Penn State Nittany Lions.
That's right. It's a kind of an amazing string of firsts here. First international game for both Penn State and Central Florida. Penn State coach's first game. There was a report a couple of weeks ago that George O'Leary might step down, not at the end of the season, but just at the end of this game. Central Florida has denied that report, but it's still sort of milling around that coach could be more toward the end of his career than the beginning. So you have a lot of storylines going into this game.
And you mentioned the Jerry Sandusky situation. The NCAA has, as you said, imposed sanctions on Penn State after Coach Sandusky was convicted of child sex abuse in the summer of 2012 that prohibit Penn State from participating in the postseason for 4 years. So in a sense, is this idea of going to Ireland during the regular season, is this in some ways designed to make up for that by doing something special for the Penn State players and fans?
I think it is something for the Penn State players and fans that that will reward their loyalty. I mean, the university athletic department, Dr. Dave Joyner, when the game was initially announced, talked about it as a moment for Penn State to get some attention for the program, to have a marquee matchup that will sort of kick off, no pun intended, the first weekend of college football. It'll be the first game on the first full Saturday of games.
Is playing Central Florida, though, is that a marquee matchup? I mean, they're not exactly Notre Dame.
No, they're not Notre Dame, but they did win the Fiesta Bowl last season, and they had a great quarterback last season who's now left the team for the NFL. And so it's going to be a tough matchup for the Nittany Lions, certainly on the field.
Does American football, particularly American college football, have much of a following in Ireland?
No, not really. It's a novelty here. It's a chance for tourism. The Notre Dame Navy game, which I happened to attend 2 years ago, was incredibly successful in terms of bringing American tourists in. It actually boosted the tourism economy in Ireland by about 2% for a month. And when you think of that as just a single weekend in the year, the Irish officials really took note of that and were looking to try to bring another game over. So,
well, the figure I heard was $30 million that this would bring into the Irish economy.
That's the figure that's been put out here.
Uh-oh, they're after you, John.
Yeah.
You're right in the heart of Dublin, and you led a group of students over to Ireland in advance of this game. For Penn State, the players don't leave until they're scheduled to leave tomorrow night. Explain what you're doing with the, as I said, you're the night chair in sports journalism at Penn State. Explain what you're doing with your group of journalism students.
Right. We've got a group of students from the John Curley Center for Sports Journalism at Penn State, and we've got a partnership with the Pennsylvania News Media Association. So we're writing about the game for all of the Pennsylvania newspapers and many of the broadcasters, including WESA. And we're writing stories every day, and we're giving them to the newspapers. They're free to use them, and some of them are. We're up on Penn Live's site right now. The Pocono Record and other papers are using our material. So it's giving the students a chance not to practice being journalists, but to really be professional journalists for a week. And we're very engaged in sort of Irish culture and Irish sport early in the week, and then we'll turn our focus mostly to the game as the team arrives.
We're talking live from Dublin with John Affleck, night chair in sports journalism and society at Penn State's College of Communications. He's in Dublin ahead of the Penn State Central Florida season opening football game this Saturday in Dublin. Apparently, the only thing, John, that has a chance of stopping the game is a volcano, the Bárðarbunga volcano in Iceland. Scientists believe is poised to erupt. If it does, that could disrupt flights over the Atlantic, including Penn State's, which is scheduled to depart tomorrow night. Are there any concerns at this point that the team may not be able to fly to Ireland?
Really, no. It's been a very minor issue from the Irish perspective. Even sort of in the local press beyond Penn State, obviously there are many people who are traveling out of Ireland, but the attention has been very scant as far as the Icelandic volcano goes. People just don't seem to be that worried about it. There was a big eruption in 2010 that disrupted 100,000 flights. But it doesn't seem to be that kind of a situation, that kind of alarm here. Although scientists earlier were putting aviation on the highest alert, that's now been lowered.
What can you tell us about the history of American football games played in Ireland?
Well, really, it comes down to Notre Dame and Navy. The two schools played at Croke Park in 1996. And then didn't really approach it again until 2012 when they played a very successful game at a stadium across town where they play rugby and soccer. Notre Dame may well play here again in the future. But it's sort of, as I say, a novelty. And I think that as time goes on, you may get a few more games. It may start to happen perhaps annually or something if the Irish officials can put that together with schools in the States.
Reportedly, with regard to Penn State, and we were talking earlier about the Jerry Sandusky case and how, in an odd way, it's connected to this game or created what became an opportunity to play this game. Reportedly, the GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association, and Croke Park, for that matter, vetted Penn State regarding changes the school made with regard to the Sandusky case. What can you tell us about this?
Well, obviously, Ireland's a nation that has suffered the scourge of child sex abuse a great deal because of the Catholic Church scandals that have happened and have been a real problem here. So the issue of sex abuse is an issue in Ireland. And so officials from Croke Park and the GAA before...
Unfortunately, we just lost John Affleck. We will try to reconnect with him here in the minute or so that we have remaining. John Affleck, who is with Penn State University. He's the Knight Chair in Sports Journalism and Society at Penn State's College of Communications. And we are talking about the game that Penn State is playing coming up on Saturday with Central Florida at Croke Park in Dublin, which is normally a place where rugby games are played, but which will be hosting American college football. It's one of the rare times that the game of American football has been played in Ireland. The Steelers did play an exhibition game in Ireland back in 1997, and this game has a trophy at stake, the Rooney Cup. It's called, named for the Rooney family. And, of course, Art Rooney was the founder and owner of the Steelers for many, many years. And his son, Dan, took over as the head of the Steelers. I think we've got John Affleck back.
Yes, we do.
John, quickly, we were running out of time, but if you could finish your thought about the vetting that was done on Penn State, and then we'll get to the trophy.
Sure. The bottom line is that the GAA and Croke Park officials looked pretty closely at Penn State's changes in the wake of the Sandusky case and felt pretty strongly that the school had done the kinds of things they wanted to see, so they felt comfortable extending the invitation.
Okay, and now in about 20 seconds or so, the Rooney Cup, I believe, is what the trophy they're playing for is called?
Yes, and the trophy has steel from Three Rivers in it, so it doesn't get much better than playing for the Rooney.
Sounds good. John Affleck, Knight Chair in Sports Journalism and Society at Penn State, joining us from Dublin. John, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Senator Bob Casey joins us to discuss the issue of local coal miners struggling to receive black lung benefits. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.